This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
So Johnson & Johnson ready to go with their one-shot vaccine.
One shot, pop, baby!
We've got news on the Pfizer vaccine. It's better than we all thought it was, which is fantastic.
Because of course it is.
All that in a second. So, 1 o'clock, if you were listening to KTAR, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, if you're not, what are you doing?
I don't know. As long as you're listening to 2, I mean, that's all I can really...
I mean, it's just...
We had the state superintendent of public instruction, Kathy Hoffman. She gave about a 10-minute speech, and everybody wants to know what's the deal with schools. And so we'll play you a little of her audio, but let me give you the quick rundown.
Okay.
And I think we started talking about this yesterday with Fauci. None of these leaders are going to tell any of you what you want to hear.
No.
You're not going to get a date. You're not going to get a time. You know, you and I before the show, we were talking about we're going to have former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer on at 4. And one of the things you wanted to ask her was, you know, should Ducey announce a date or a finish line where we in Arizona go back to normal?
Yeah, absolutely.
And no one can give us any answers. Like Fauci the other day on CNN, the anchor says, hey, both my parents have their vaccine, both of them. They've got all the shots. Can they now see their grandkids? And Fauci's like, well, I don't know if we should be doing that now.
I don't know if you should ever go outdoors ever again.
Doesn't have an answer. So I think it's kind of the same of what we heard today with State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Kathy Hoffman. Everybody wants to know, okay, when can all the kids go back to school?
Yeah.
Because that's what we want.
Yeah.
That's what all of us want.
It's what we need.
Yeah.
It's what kids need. I'm going to tell you guys this. Last night, my son called me in hysterics. He is in a serious depression.
10 years old.
10 years old.
In California.
Struggling like he can't be. They got notice yesterday. They're going to meet in April. It was supposed to be March originally, with a chance of maybe coming back the week of April 12th. One day a week. The rest will be hybrid. Potentially, he can't do it anymore. Told his mom, I can't do it anymore. He is upset. He is yo-yoed with his weight. On top of that, he's grown like 7 inches. He's like as tall as me. He is struggling in ways you cannot believe. He has seen his best two friends. See, we have it much different. We're frustrated a lot of things, but ours is like, well, I wish we could get 100 people in the restaurant instead of 20. Theirs is like, I wish we could go to the mailbox without wearing a damn mask.
Yeah.
He has lost it. He is over it. And it's to the point, too, where his mom, pretty left, super union supporter, has said, enough with the unions. They're destroying everything. People here in California they have lost it. It's not even about the kids anymore. It's nothing about the kids. It is singularly about the power. And there's a great article, I think it's in The Atlantic, about the hardest thing that's going to happen from here on out is government giving back the power they have taken. And you know what? They're probably not going to give it back as easy as you think. And I was so upset last night listening to my son in tears, not leaving the house sometimes for a few days outside of going out back, can't meet at the park with his friends because they got the COVID cops everywhere. It's ridiculous. It truly is. And it doesn't matter if it's in Michigan, California, here in Arizona. We need to get kids back in school because it's Trump and everybody else pushed and said, hey, we can't let this thing be the cure be worse than the disease. It's getting to that point for the kids. It is. It is getting to that point for the kids. And listening to my son last night and today, struggling every day, depression like you could not believe, him and all of his friends, I finally gave in because one thing they are doing is they're tackle football. They're like, we're going to do it. And if we get in trouble, we're going to, you know, his team, this club, he's like, we're over this. We can't do this anymore because the kids are struggling. I said, dude, you can't play tackle till you're 12. I said, you know what? You can play tackle. I don't care at this point. You need to get outside. I don't care. If they have a problem, then contact me.
You said he can't do it till 12.
Yeah, till 12. Yeah, because I know what's going to happen. I love my son, but he's going to get hit once. I don't want to do this.
Right.
But I love him. But he's not that kid.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah. And
I didn't know that happened.
I'm on the phone with him all night, and it's just, I don't think, people think, oh, it's about it's more than school. It's interaction. It's part of their growth. It is devastating. And I've talked to 100 parents, and I'm sure you've talked to them too.
Yeah.
And there are teachers that want to go back, but the power trip, whether it's Thomas here or the LAUSD or in New York or Chicago or across the country, it feels like there's a lot of stuff and a lot of places, not so much here. I don't give Kathy Hoffman and them. There's a much different thing, but they're looking out and you know what they're saying? There's a chance of power here. And there's a never ending, we're not quite sure when we're going to go back.
Yeah.
Well, to me, Not quite sure doesn't cut it, because you're never going to get an answer if you ask an open-answered question, not expecting an answer.
I think one of the good things that Arizona did, and you got to give Ducey some credit, he moved teachers to the front of the line.
Absolutely.
And teachers, I know a lot of teachers. My wife was a teacher for almost 30 years. She's going to, she got vaccinated. She's going to head back into the classroom. She's retired, but she's going to head back into the classroom and sub because some of these teachers, they need a break.
Yeah.
They need a break from online teaching.
And from their kids.
Of course. So she's going to go back in and help out, and I think that's really commendable. But I think what we did here in Arizona, because I get, man, I'm so sorry about your son, because I hate to hear that. And that's a tough phone call for you to get. Nobody loves their son more than you do, man.
It's just
So I think what we've done well here is get teachers vaccinated. Okay, now that we're getting the teachers vaccinated, they all want to go back. They do. They want to go back to the classroom. And so we've got to get them back to the classroom. And I started out by saying the leaders like Hoffman, or whether it's Fauci or it's Ducey, they're not going to give you that date that you want. Like, I was wondering if Hoffman was going to come out and say today, hey, after a March break, everybody back in school. But she pointed out the fact that there are 60% of Arizona public schools. They're in hybrid or in person. So there's some sort of trade-off. But that means that 40% of Arizona public schools are online only. Okay. Now, there are some parents out there, they want their kids online. I know parents who are homeschooling their kids this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And some of it's not whether or not they even think that they may get something.
Yeah.
I've talked to a couple parents who are like, you know what I don't want? I don't want the flip-flop. I don't want to be there for 5 days and then we're shutting down. I don't want to be there for 9 days and then we're shutting down. Yeah. There's a lot. People want consistency.
I want the kids to be safe, the teachers to be safe. I want the right time for everybody to go back. One of my biggest things was if we don't get teachers the vaccine first, kids won't go back to school. Because if you're a teacher out there, listen, if I was a teacher and they didn't give me the vaccine first, well, how do you want me to go back? Do you want me to put my family at risk? I could catch it from a kid. Then I could bring it home. Believe me, I know plenty of teachers that got COVID.
Yeah.
And it wasn't fun.
And it wasn't from a kid.
I don't know. No, it could have been from a kid. Sure, it could have been.
Yeah, their kid. But where are the kids going to go? You're all inside the house. Nobody's leaving.
Well, I mean, if there's a teacher, I had friends who were teachers that went back to in-person learning for a period of time. They got COVID. They're out of the classroom for 2 weeks. And they probably, you know, got it from a kid. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. My guess is yes. But if you're going to go back into the classroom and you're going to teach, you should get the vaccine. I know a high school teacher. She says none of the kids wear the mask the right way. She's in her 50s. She wants to teach in school. Nobody really wants to wear the mask. And she is absolutely furious. There were 8 kids in her class that had COVID that had to be pulled out. Guess how quickly they cleaned the classroom? They didn't.
Yeah. Well,
we have those problems, too.
But at the end of the day, we're not getting answers because nobody wants to lead and say, you know what? Here's the day. This is when it happens. See how it works is the train moves, not the station. You're either on it or you're not.
But how
because
do you
if
give
you
a date?
Tell government,
but how do you give a date?
You know what? You're going to say, based on the things that we're looking at and how many shots we should have available by May 1st, people, by July 1st, you'll have more than ample opportunity to have a shot. If you choose not to get one, that is a you problem.
So you're, that's not necessarily about school.
But,
that's
but
about
even with
society.
School, they should have theirs by, well, I mean, this year, let's be.
Well, we go back to listen,
schools. Go, they're done in May.
Right. We're going to go back in August.
Yeah.
All right. Arizona schools always start early.
Yeah.
So we're going to start in August. We got to get every kid back in school.
Yeah. Because if kids aren't going back to school in August,
that is a must.
That's an absolute must.
We have 3 vaccines, 2 now. One's going to be rolled out very soon. And can't you go out on a limb if you're Kathy Hoffman? Maybe you can, maybe you can't, or you're Governor Ducey. Can't you go out on a limb and say, I don't really know what's going to happen for the rest of this school year because we still have COVID. We're still fighting it. It's not, you know, we're thinking things are going to get better in the summer. But August.
Yeah.
When August comes, we are going back 100% in.
Yeah, absolutely.
And maybe they know that, but they just don't want to come out and say it. That has to be
a
must.
Because if you come to people in July and say, you know what, it doesn't look like we're going to open up till September, I have news for you. That's it. And here's something else that I think it's not just Kathy Offen, but Ducey, you need to get out here. And this is that participation thing. And you need to set a date. I think Biden needs to do that. The problem is a lot of these people, there's a lot of power in this. There's a lot of stuff that you have being the masked man that Fauci is, where he can just say, well, I may not do that. Well, if I get both the damn vaccines and I can't live my life any different, then why am I doing it?
I agree. I want both vaccines and I want to go back to normal.
Yeah.
Well, we may never go back to normal. Oh, we're going back to normal. Because at some time, we've talked about it since the beginning of this, we're going to have to learn to live with this thing, through this thing, and around this thing. And we better learn to live above it. Because if you think hiding in your house playing prevent defense, I talked about that. You know what prevent defense is? You
sure.
guys remember that?
NFL.
That's where you're up by three and you tell your defense to go stay on the goal line
yeah.
so they can drive down and score. It never works. We're playing, I think, not to lose.
But we're on offense now with three possible vaccines.
We want to get going. But you know what? I feel like a lot of other people are dragging their feet with no real answers.
All right. All right. Why don't we do this? Let's talk about the J&J vaccine, Johnson & Johnson.
Peanut butter and jelly vaccine.
Major breaking news about Johnson & Johnson. And the Pfizer vaccine is better than we all thought. We're going to explain. It's all coming up. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
You're locked in to the Gatos and Chad Show.
Yeah, you are. All right, check it out. Gatos and Chad, you guys know us. We got a podcast. It's awesome. You can subscribe right now. It's simple and easy. You can do it with your iPhone, Android. You're never going to miss any of the show. It's the Gatos and Chad Show podcast. And it's brought to you this week by Retirement Planners of America.
So at 2:30, we're going to bring our friend on. He's the former U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Richard Carmona. He's joined us since the beginning of the pandemic. He's done all the work at U of A, helping them with COVID and testing and all that kind of stuff.
Alerted us early on that when he's Surgeon General, he is that's the seventh military, right?
Yeah. When we talk to Carmona, I think we've got to discuss when we get the vaccine, why can't we go back to normal? That's what everybody wants to know. That's what we've been talking about for the last couple of days.
And by the way, we're not even talking about, all right, you get the vaccine and then today you're at a movie theater and you're dancing at a club. We're talking about, like, can I go to dinner? Can I go see grandma and grandpa?
Right.
Mandy earlier today, our new producer, she says, I just want to give some people some hugs, shake some hands.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, well, I wouldn't do that. At some point, and I know he's friends with Fauci, at what point do you go, okay, I'm not buying this? Because what's worse now with Fauci, and I've talked to a lot of people, is now what he's saying, it's not even people are pushing back. It's all falling on deaf ears. We're like, I'm not even paying attention to you anymore. And that, I think, is worse.
We've got to move past the wash your hands and wear a mask
and
social distancing. We already know that stuff. Now, some of us do it and some of us don't. But here's the thing. For those of you that don't do it, you're never going to do it. So it doesn't matter if Fauci says it or not. We got to get past that.
Yeah.
Well, we've now got it. Here's what we need. What we need is for them to come up with new guidelines. Now, you say they might not listen. I would be interested in what are the new guidelines after you get both vaccines? That's what we need. Because when we started the pandemic, and I just want to say this, and you know this, like we're coming up on almost the year where the P word was used, where we went one day, it was this coronavirus thing that was kind of going around. And the next day, the door slammed and it was a pandemic, a worldwide pandemic.
And we didn't really feel because it was mostly in Italy, a little bit of Europe and a New York thing.
Right.
It took a while to crawl here, but it did.
I went back and I listened to our show the day that
creepy.
It was the creepiest thing because we're going to play some of that on the anniversary of when this whole thing became a pandemic. So you saw me do this. I'm in the office and I'm listening to our broadcast last year on the day it became a pandemic. I got to tell you, it is chilling. It's chilling how what we said, what we were telling people, and to listen to it, it just gave me chills. And it made me remember, oh my goodness, we're heading inside.
Yeah.
We're heading inside and we don't know anything about this thing. So we're a year past it. And now we need the new rules. The hand washing, the social distance, the mask, old rules. We should still do all of it. I get it. But there are people that are getting the vaccine. What are the new rules? Because Fauci can't tell us. He can't even tell us if we can give somebody a hug. By the way, I don't know one person who got COVID from a hug.
Yeah.
Okay, I get the handshake. Maybe some people, you know, don't wash their hands that good, and they do the handshake, and then they put their hand up on their face. I don't think I really stopped hugs.
You,
I'm not going to stop hugging our daughter.
There it is, right there.
That's the meter.
That's the meter we talk about.
The Gatos meter.
We talked about it yesterday. If Gatos is willing to do something, you know it's safe. And when was it? You hugged somebody a few months ago. Was it Burnsy or somebody you gave a hug?
Dave Burns at our sports station lost his father.
Yeah.
And you and I were in the meeting, and he hadn't seen him in a while, and Burnsy just waved in, and I stood up, and I go, I'm giving you a hug.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure I got the all right. And he said, yeah, okay.
And you were freaked out about that.
No, I'm not.
And that's Gatos.
That's the Gatos meter. Yes, and I'm the hypochondriac. Okay?
Super hypochondriac.
Yeah. We've got to get the new rules. All right. So, coming up next, maybe we can get some of these new rules from Dr. Richard Carmona. The guy was the top doc in America during the Bush years. He's a former U.S. Surgeon General. We'll talk about the Johnson & Johnson single-shot vaccine. It's safe and effective. When are we going to get it in Arizona? And when can you go back to hugging people? If you've got both vaccines, when
can... High-fiving!
Right.
I don't want to touch the elbows anymore. It's the stupidest
thing
ever.
I hate it. Put that down in the Gatos meter. Hate the elbows. Because they got to take one of those wet wipes and they got to wet the elbow down.
Which is weird.
Carmona is next. When can we go back to normal after we get the vaccine next?
Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Drive home with the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, let's dig into Johnson & Johnson, the single-shot vaccine. It is safe and effective. When will Arizonans, be able to get the shot? And we want to talk about how to get back to normal after we get the shot. Joining us is our friend. He's been with us since the beginning of the pandemic, former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Richard Carmona. How you doing, Doc?
Pretty good. Nice to be with you guys again.
Nice to have you back on the show. I want to play you something from your friend, Dr. Fauci. And we've been talking about it this week. Here is a question that he was asked on CNN.
My parents have already gotten their second dose. They're fully vaccinated. Does that mean it's okay for them to spend time with their grandchildren who obviously have not been vaccinated?
I'm not going to make a recommendation now except to say that there will be recommendations coming out. I don't want to be making a recommendation now on public TV.
All right, so that was Dr. Fauci on CNN. We just lost the cell phone from Dr. Carmona. We're calling him back right now. Chad, it's what we've talked about. We need an answer. I don't know if you could. It's not like we're looking for a date. It's we're looking for an answer. So, Dr. Carmona, did you hear the clip from Fauci, or would you like me to play it again?
Yeah, could you play it again? Because I was disconnected right as you were starting.
All right, here we go.
My parents have already gotten their second dose. They're fully vaccinated. Does that mean it's okay for them to spend time with their grandchildren who obviously have not been vaccinated?
I'm not going to make a recommendation now except to say that there will be recommendations coming out. I don't want to be making a recommendation now on public TV.
What's the point of a grandparent getting both shots, waiting a couple weeks and not being able, then they can't go see their grandkids? I don't get this.
Yeah, I think the challenge is there's still information we don't have. Clearly, the grandparents are itching. I'm one of them. I want to be with my grandkids and so on. I've been vaccinated. But the challenge is there a possibility that you could still be a carrier? You know, and so even though you may be asymptomatic. So I think those are the issues. And I think, Dr. Fauci is really a tremendous guy. I mean, through all of the challenges, his integrity, his honesty is shown through. But he's being honest. Some of these things we just don't know the answers yet. And the idea is to be able to decrease transmission as much as possible. And this is one of those areas that some people still not sure. Could you be a carrier for a short period, even though you may have been vaccinated?
Dr. Carmona, that's true. But, one of the things they talk about and that nobody else talks about is the fact that, data is not guaranteed. And we don't really have real world settings. Even the people that have been on this, even through the test groups, they're living in the same world we are. So it's not like they're putting it to real world test. At some point, we're going to have to let go of the side and see if we can swim.
Yep, there's no question. And I think we're seeing more and more of that now. As you see the innovative projects that have popped up around the country, different school districts, everybody dealing with social distancing, washing hands, masking up, getting vaccinations as quickly as possible. But, there is this hunger to return to something close to what we used to define as normal.
Yeah.
We're social beings. We crave that interaction, the high five, a hug once in a while that we haven't been able to do for a year, for fear of spreading the infection. So I'm with you. we should be doing, and I believe we are doing everything we can to get back to normal as quickly as we can so that our children can go to school, we can see grandparents can see kids, we can continue the socialization process. But it's going to be a while before it gets back to anything near what it used to be because we are still in the midst of a pandemic.
Former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Richard Carmona is joining us. So if you're fully vaccinated, do you support eating inside at a restaurant or going to a movie theater and sitting inside and watching it?
Well, again, the problem with all of that is being able to show that you have been vaccinated. I mean, if everybody had an app and we had what you might consider a vaccine passport, that you could show that you're afebrile today, that you've been vaccinated and so on. As we look to the future and we look at how we better model and respond to pandemics, it may be that once you're vaccinated and you're asymptomatic and there's a rapid test that shows you don't have virus, that's kind of your passport to continue with activities, whether it's in school or whether it's at work. But right now we don't have that. So there are still a lot of unknowns as far as who still might be able to transmit the disease. However, there are some communities now that have started loosening those restrictions where movies with social distancing, masks on, things like that, we start to see. We will not know the best answers until we're through this and we look back retrospectively at all of the different variations that have been tried to be able to then truly understand how to best do this in the future.
Talking to Dr. Richard Carmona, former Surgeon General of the great United States. You know, I keep telling Gatos and everybody who will listen, you know, at some point in time, there's going to be enough vaccines for everybody. And that's when, to me, the rubber needs to meet the road, that our leaders need to stand up and say, all right, here's the deal. You've had opportunities to get this. Some of you choose not to for whatever reason. You think you're going to grow a tail or that maybe some people are allergic, could be religious, whatever it is. But the rest of us are going to get on with our life, living our life as normal. You assume that responsibility because I don't think we should live based on what some don't want to take. And I just don't think we should do that.
Well, you're right, you know, but often one of the things I saw as Surgeon General in dealing with these very complex issues, not pandemics, but just anything, vaccines in general, smoking, you know, a lot of these issues comes down to a right of the individual versus the collective right of society. So the fact that you express your individual right not to be vaccinated puts other people at risk. How do you deal with that in democracy? How about the people that I would, you know, try to get them to stop smoking, but they say, I'm an American, I can smoke, you can't stop me. The problem is the cost of their care gets translated to all of us and that disease burden gets spread by those people. So it's not just the pandemic. It's a bigger issue of how do we govern our democracy and the individual rights versus the rights of collective rights of society. And that's what we're seeing playing out now with vaccinations, where people say, well, no, I'm not going to do it for whatever the reason. Now, there are legitimate reasons, medical reasons and religious reasons, for instance, but that should be a relatively small group of people. Yet some of the studies are showing as many as a third to half of certain populations are going to delay or not get a vaccination, which means all of us are at risk longer because the virus stays viable during that time. And we should be doing everything we can to encourage everyone who can to get vaccinated to accelerate herd immunity.
So let's talk about herd immunity. We only got about 30 seconds left. The FDA finds the Johnson & Johnson single-shot vaccine safe and effective. With the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, could we reach herd immunity by April?
Again, it depends on how much. They're saying they can get about 20 million shots out by the end of March. I doubt we would reach herd immunity then because we're talking into the 75-80% at least of the people getting vaccinated, but it's a start getting us there. And the other thing with the J&J, what's important that people know is one dose, it's a lot easier to handle. It doesn't have to be frozen the way the others do. And what we found is that it decreases hospitalizations and morbidity and mortality, and it's about 85% effective in preventing severe disease.
Yes.
So it has it. You don't be misled by the overall only 72% effective. When you actually break it down, it's a very effective vaccine and will be especially helpful, especially in rural areas. We have shut-ins and people can't make two trips. We're lucky if we can get to one shot into one person's arm. In poor people, people who can't travel, older, who are debilitated. So this would be a great added advantage to us.
Absolutely. And all right.
It's been tested against both the Brazil and South African variant, where a lot of the other ones really haven't. And it showed to be very effective.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. It's so. That's a good point.
All right, former U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Richard Carmona. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Carmona. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Doc.
Thanks. All right. Thanks, guys. Always good to be with you.
Yep, you too. Good information.
I had a good point. I like that.
I like it. Hell, he's a smart guy.
Yes.
Coming up next, is it time to cancel Pat Sajak? Stick around.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
A mashup of news, information, and entertainment. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, coming up in about 10, 12 minutes. When will your kid go back to in-person learning?
Never.
In Arizona. Is there finally an answer to that question? We're going to talk about it 3:05. All right, Pat Sajak, Wheel of Fortune, Vanna White, the whole thing, right?
Yep.
So what happened the other day is there is a contestant who has a lisp.
Chris Brimble.
Okay. And he's got a clear lisp. You can hear it, all right? And Pat Sajak may have made fun of that lisp. And so, obviously, everybody wants him fired. Obviously, people want him kicked out of the country. And we're going to hear it here in a second. I'll just say this. Can't you do a jerk thing and then apologize for it? Because I guess we can't do that anymore.
No.
Because I've had to apologize for stuff I've said on the air.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And you know,
people make mistakes. People are
jerks
sometimes.
People make mistakes. And you know, sometimes you do something. I don't say you mimic it, but you start to.
You think it's funny.
No, like, you don't even. Sometimes okay. You're just doing something out of like, you know.
You saying what you he get did an, was accent. An accident?
No, you get an accent. Like you'll be looking at somebody and they're talking like that, and you'll start to do something. And the man was. I didn't hear it.
Okay.
We're gonna play some of it and report about it, but I kept listening. And I'm like,
Chris Brimble, West Hollywood, California, tech sales, huh?
Yeah, I work for a technology company. We sell technology that benefits older adults living in senior living communities.
Yeah, and that's a tough thing, too, because technology and sometimes people are not open to new ideas.
You'd be surprised how open they are.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Well, I'm glad. So that's just a myth.
Yeah, it is. Did you really hear something super bad? I mean, I heard some of the stuff.
It was after that.
It is.
I see. Viewers took to
Twitter. Oh, there it is.
I think.
Yeah. Play it again. Can you play it again?
Yeah, I could. I just let's listen from the beginning and see if he does it anywhere else.
Chris Brimble, West Hollywood, California, tech sales, huh?
Yeah, I work for a technology company. We sell technology that benefits older adults living in senior living communities.
Yeah, and that's a tough thing, too, because technology and sometimes people are not open to new ideas.
You'd be surprised how open they are.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Well, I'm glad. So that's just a myth.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
I see.
Okay, well, there it is. But you got to listen to that, man. Like, you got to really. I would not have picked it up that fast. But you've got people that are always hunting because they always want to be a victim and point out everybody else's bad stuff.
It's not funny. He was rude about it. But my point is this. Everybody wants him fired. The guy's been on the job forever. Why can't he just apologize to the man? Because I think that was insulting. I really do. Am I not going to be able to sleep at night? Please.
No.
Give me a break. But I'll tell you what. If I was on that stage on television, I have a lisp, and then the guy made fun of my lisp, I would be embarrassed. And I think it's not a fireable offense. I think that it's if I'm the boss, let's say I'm Sajak's boss, you're going to go on TV and you're going to apologize. And if you don't want to do it, then we'll probably fire you because you're kind of being a jerk. But I think he'd go back and say, hey, listen, all you have to do is this, man. It's so with this whole cancel culture and stuff. All you have to do is if you're Pat Sajak, you go on TV and say, hey, listen, I was trying to be funny. And I ended up being a jerk and I made fun of a guy's lisp. And I got to tell you, I really feel bad about it. And just be heartfelt about it.
I would say, look, you guys heard something. I'm sorry. We're moving on with our lives.
Right.
And, you know, I've apologized to the guy in person and I didn't think there was anything to it. And if he's hurt, you know, again, show me on the doll where Pat Sajak hurt you.
All right.